From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. French fighter jets slam Islamic State targets in Syria. Massive airstrikes hit the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in Syria Sunday, destroying a command post and a training camp. The attack is the biggest so far targeting the IS group and comes after the terrorist group claimed responsibility for a series of attacks in Paris that killed more than 130 people on Friday night. President François Hollande called the gun and suicide attacks an act of war. French police have released a photo of a suspect still at large from the attack. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old from Brussels, Belgium. The so-called eighth attacker is described as dangerous. President Obama vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of the Paris attacks and said he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama spoke Sunday after meeting with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in Turkey. Flags over the American Capitol flew at half-staff Sunday as a tribute to the victims of Friday's deadly attacks in Paris. Washingtonians also paid their respects at a makeshift memorial in front of the French embassy, leaving flowers and bottles of wine in tribute. Similar scenes took place at French embassies around the world in Istanbul, Berlin, Moscow, and Prague, among others. Among the dead in Paris was at least one American as well as foreign nationals coming from at least 13 other countries around the world. A number of people killed were from Muslim countries. They include Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. This is VOA News.